Okay, good afternoon everyone. I would like to extend a very warm welcome to both LSE and to this talk about the Department of Accounting and specifically the BSc that we offer in Accounting and Finance. So if you're not here for the Accounting and Finance, then you're probably in the wrong room. And so I'd like to start off by saying that it would be really great if we could keep questions till the end. I'm really delighted to take questions, but it probably means that we'll be a bit more efficient if we can just work our way through the presentation first. So I hope that's all right with you. So I wanted to, first of all, introduce myself. So I'm Julia Morley. I'm a lecturer in the Department of Accounting. I teach on the BSc Accounting and Finance, as well as on other courses, and I'm a chartered accountant. My background, I did economics, actually, as an undergraduate subject, before doing a PhD in accounting. So what I bring to the courses that I teach is that I'm really passionate about the research that I do, and I have an active interest in policy, and got a keen interest in policy discussions and work which is relevant for business and for society more generally. So, enough of that, on to the structure of today's presentation. So, this is what I'm going to cover today. I hope this will answer many of the questions that you may have. By the way, can you hear me at the back? You hear me? Yeah, great. So the first thing, I mean, a lot of people are nervous about studying in London, so I'll say a little bit about the decision that faces you if you're trying to decide whether to study in London or at a more traditional campus-based university somewhere in the countryside. Once we've made some arguments about why London, then I'm going to tell you why I think LSE is simply the best place to study. But I'm sure you'll have heard that from many of my colleagues at the course. And then we're going to get to the core of the issue, which is why do the LSE BSc in Accounting and Finance? And what I'm going to do then is to take you through an overview, something about the structure of the course, the kinds of subjects that you're being taught, and the kinds of people who will be teaching you, because that is something that's often forgotten when making an application. I'll talk a little bit about the kinds of the application process and the personal statement and so on, but I would stress that there are people who are better positioned to help you with the detail of that. So there are people who work in student recruitment who are on campus, and I think in your guidebook you'll see that they're in the basement of New Academic Building today. Careers, I'll talk a little bit about careers because that's something that I think we are pretty strong in. And again, there is an active careers department and there are careers people on campus today who will be able to answer your questions. Great, so let's make a start. So why study in London? So I'm not sure, and how many people here live in London or have lived in London at some point? So I would say a sizable minority. Okay, thank you for that. So the one thing that I think is really special about London is that it's got a vibrant culture, and that translates into a very vibrant culture on campus. So not only can you just step outside the LSE buildings and find yourself with theatres, art galleries, government organisations, think tanks, policy groups and so on, all on the doorstep. But this means that we get some of the best people stopping in at LSE to come and speak. So last week I went to see Professor Deirdre McCluskey come and give a talk, which was for Radio 4. So we had Evan Davis of the Today programme recording a programme here. I've seen Amartya Sen, we've had Aung San Suu Kyi, we've had a lot of very special people. We've been incredibly lucky that we can attract this calibre of politician and so on. So, in a sense, the great thing about being in London is not only all the offers that it has in terms of culture and politics and business, but also the fact that that spills into the LSE, and you have opportunities to interact with these people after talks, and it's an amazing opportunity. Of course, if you're here for the talk on BSc Accounting and Finance, then my guess is that you have a keen interest in business, or at least you want to make a contribution to society based on an understanding of the way in which business operates. And one of the great things about LSE is that we are so close to the city, and we're so close to the Financial Reporting Council, to the Institute of Chartered Accountants, and all these other groups, which are within a very short commute of here. And that gives opportunities to attend open meetings, to go and meet people. If you're doing research for a long essay, you can actually go and use the LSE brand as a method to attract people's attention and go and actually talk to senior regulators and so on. So that's a great benefit. So what is it that's great about LSE? Well, the many things I love at LSE is that it's such a great brand that really opens doors. That wherever I am in the world doing research, I can just say that I'm from LSE, and people are always very happy to come and talk and to welcome me into their institution. And the same is true if you're a student here, that you become part of a family of LSE alumni that are in a position of great strength in terms of the networking opportunities and in terms of the way in which the brand opened doors for you. But the brand doesn't exist in a vacuum. It exists for a reason, and that reason is that we have very high standards. So one of the difficulties in a talk like this is that I have to be a little bit harsh and say that it is really difficult to meet the entry requirements to LSE, and that once here, it is certainly a place where you will play hard and meet great people, but you will also have to work extremely hard. It's a tough and very rigorous course. Our academics are amongst the best in the world. We are one of the leading schools of social science, and the BSc Accounting and Finance is nearly always at the top of most tables, or certainly in the top three. It moves around a little bit depending on the criteria used by the particular ranking. We have a very long tradition of teaching accounting and finance here. We really know how to run a course well and administer it well. We've been doing this for so long that we know all the tricks of the trade. And so as a result, we can anticipate issues as they're arising, and we can help students to make sure that they do fulfil their potential in a way that perhaps someone who has recently introduced a course isn't in such a strong position to do. The academics that we have here are research leaders in their fields. And I think that is something I'm going to come on to later. But I just want to stress that quite often people applying to a school don't think about the importance of the quality of the teaching that they're going to receive, not just in terms of the numbers of hours you spend with your teachers, but of their qualities. Not only as good teachers who have done teaching qualifications of one kind or another, but also as people who shape their academic field and people who will be referred to in the newspaper, you'll read about them in The Economist, and you will find that they're publishing in top-tier journals. And that's really important because the people who teach will bring a real vibrancy and passion to these subjects, because they are fundamentally very interested in teaching what they love. So do beware of institutions that will offer you adjunct teachers who are not permanent staff. But actually the best thing about LSE is the students. I love teaching here because the students are quick, they're smart, and they're engaged. And they're really good fun. So we tend to try and engage people during class discussions and get people to do group presentations and really lead some of the discussions. And that only works because our students are self-confident and they are interested enough to do the reading ahead of time and to want to contribute. So one of the best things about being at LSE is the people you will meet here, because they're a pretty special bunch. So, on to the BSc Accounting and Finance. So one thing that is interesting is that we don't have a Department of Accounting and Finance. So this is a course which is run by two departments. We administer it in the Department of Accounting, but you get sort of double value for your money because you take courses which are taught, the finance courses are taught by finance specialists and the accounting courses taught by people who specialise in particular areas of accounting. But the thing I really would like to make clear about this course is that it is a course in social science. So we are in one of the top social science schools in the world. This course is a course in social science. It's not a technical training. It's not a vocational degree as such, although it does offer great career benefits. It is a rigorous analytical course which really takes you through your paces in learning how to think in a particular way. You learn to think as a social scientist. And people often ask me, you know, will I get the skills I need to go into the workplace after I've done this BSc? And my answer is yes. It will give you the skills you need, but not directly because we've trained you how to do a discount of cash flow or we've trained you in how to prepare a balance sheet, but because it will train you in the general analytical skills that you can then take forward and adapt as necessary, because we don't know what the world of work will look like in 5, 10, 15 years, but it certainly won't be exactly as it is today. And so one of the things we try and do is make sure that everyone has a broad range of skills, not just for work, but for life more generally. So just a little bit of boasting. So we are a 5-star research department. So there's a research assessment exercise, which is carried out by HEFCE, and we have come out in the top grade. One of the things that is special about us is our wide range of research interests within the department and as a result that are offered to you. And in a little while I'll go through some profiles of the teachers to give you an idea about how broad that range is, because I think that's a pretty exciting offering that we have. So I thought I'd just quickly run through some of the things that we can offer to students which are specific to our department. So we have a departmental study room for quiet study. Now you might be thinking, well, so what? Believe me, when I say that LSE is vibrant and London is vibrant, I also mean it's a very busy place. So what is really lovely for our students, which gives them a bit of an edge, I think, is that they can get out of the hurly-burly of the library and various cafes where people are sitting having study groups and arguing about courses that they're taking, and you can go and find a place in the study room. And that is partly because we're a strong department, and so we've managed to negotiate that for our students. Each student has an academic advisor, and the academic advisor is the first port of call for any academic problems. And this is someone you go and see at the beginning of term and at the end of term. They monitor your progress. They're on your case if you're skipping classes or if you don't show up to something, and they gently nudge you towards making sure that you do fulfil your potential while you're here with us. They are not primarily there as a source of pastoral care, but they are equipped with a full range of solutions for you and suggestions for places you can go to get help, because some people do find it hard when they first start at university. Class teachers and lecturers also have weekly office hours, and so they'll normally have 2 hours a week when you can go and chase them up. And it's free. It's such a wonderful system. The good students who are, you know, pretty keen to get the most out of this place will show up in my office hours and they'll say, how, you know, in finance I learnt about this, but in your course I've learnt about this other thing. How am I supposed to make sense of them? How do they tie together? And that's great. It's great for me because it makes me think, and it's great for them because the kind of stuff that you discuss with your lecturer or teacher is the kind of stuff that really sticks. It's the kind of stuff that you'll remember. We have regular social events. We have, it seems to me, as someone who attends them all, reception after reception and party after party. And we have a very active accounting society. And across campus there are a number of different societies, ranging from geographical and cultural and religious to particular business affiliations. There are people interested in entrepreneurship, there are people who are interested in innovation, there are people who are interested in life sciences, you name it, we've got it. And that means that there are an awful lot of events to go to. So in fact, the difficulty for most of our students is saying, hang on, I've got to actually just focus now on getting through and getting a really great degree and developing those particular interests that I have. We are very keen to get feedback. So we have, every term, we have a staff-student liaison meeting where all the lecturers sit in a room with the student representatives. We sit there and we listen to what they have to say about the way we're teaching and what they want and how we can improve the student experience. We have one port of call for all information that you'll need for your programme information and teaching information, and that's called Moodle. I'm sure in other talks you will have heard about this, but it makes things pretty easy. I mean, long gone are the days when you would be fighting over the last copy of a book in the library, because you can generally find the chapter that you need available online. And finally, we have a very well-resourced student information centre with administrators who are just there for you, to help you, to collect in your work, to make sure that you've got the right number on your work, and just to help with any administrative issues you have. And believe me, in this place, that is a great resource. So let's quickly look at the structure of the programme. So it's a three-year honours degree programme. So we are traditional in the UK sense. We have terms. We don't have semesters. And we have exams. So most of the assessment is done by exam on the BSc Accounting and Finance. And these take place in May and June. And this gives time for many of our students to go and get internships after that. And of course, that's very convenient for them finding an internship if they want to work in London or for a firm that's headquartered in London, because we're just around the corner from most of those. Some courses do contain an element of coursework, but most don't. And most courses will have 2 hours of lectures a week, so 1 2-hour lecture normally, and one class a week. So what do you have to do? There's no getting away from the fact that this is a social science degree, and so you have to do certain core rigorous subjects. Within accounting and finance, you're going to do financial accounting and managerial accounting and finance. So that's running one initial course. You will do economics. You will have to take a couple of courses in economics while you're here, and quantitative methods. And you can also take optional subjects. Well, I haven't put them all down here, but as an academic advisor, I have to approve some very unusual course choices, which is great because it shows the breadth of interest amongst the students. And quite often they'll come and see me and say, well, actually, I'm running a social enterprise and I'm really interested in this particular element of law, and I want to take a course in that. And so there'll be something that they're interested in, or economic development maybe. So the optional subjects shown here, I mean, I teach on auditing, governance and risk management, which is, believe me, a really fun course. A lot of people are interested in taking commercial law because they feel it gives them a real broad base in business, and that they cannot be excluded from any business conversation if they've got economics, finance, accounting and law under their belt. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. But you can even do a language, and there are many others. Some people take philosophical logic, those who are mathematically inclined. Some take your history of revolution, of the Russian Revolution, and there are a real variety of courses you can take. So year one, everyone takes three courses and an outside option, plus this relatively new course called LSE 100. So Elements of Accounting and Finance, which I've been teaching on this year, is a pretty fast-moving technical course. But what's really interesting about it is that because this is a social science course, we take all the techniques that we teach students and we help them to understand how these are based and can only be understood within a particular organisational context and the impact that the use of these techniques have on people, because that's what it's all about. If you're going to go and work in any kind of business or not-for-profit organisation, you're going to be using accounting as a way of measuring human activity, and you're going to be assessing that activity and then trying to stimulate further activity and communicating your desire for what you want people to do. And so we try and make sure that all our students understand the importance of understanding how to use these techniques and what the dysfunctional consequences, the unintended consequences may be if you get it wrong. So when we're looking at something like decision theory and how do you evaluate one investment over another, we might think about how reliable is the information? Does one person have a particular incentive to mislead you by giving you information that's not quite right? What about things that might occur outside the forecasting period? What about bigger strategic concerns? And so on. So what we try and do is really broaden the way we approach these technical issues. LSE 100 is a course which teaches students to think as social scientists. And so it is a way of running through the key methodologies that social scientists use in terms of understanding causal explanation, how we understand problems, how we frame problems, and it's a fantastic course. Year two, we are going to move on to do slightly more intellectually demanding courses. So we teach managerial accounting, which I've taught on in the past, and again, this is taking elements of decision theory and the use of accounting information for decision-making purposes within an organisation and trying to understand the theories from psychology and economics which underlie those techniques and how we might think about their use. For example, we have one case study where we consider a poor manager who has been given a budget which he has rashly agreed to, when there is in fact no way he can complete the year and make his target. And we think about all the terrible things that he may be incentivized to do to make sure that he does hit his target. And we think about how a compensation scheme may be differently set up to accommodate these differences in incentives that he faces and that the people in head office face. And by doing that with different people in a small group acting for different parts, I think the students get a really good idea for the issues that arise when you are trying to manage a business. And I think they find that very helpful. And here you can see the other papers that you have to do. Some people choose to do a further econometrics paper, for example. So you've got a wide choice. Year three, you have a couple of options. Everyone has to take a core accounting course. And this accounting course is a really great one because you are never on the edge of a conversation when it comes to business and financial reporting. This course teaches you how to understand a set of financial statements, how to do quite a lot of the sort of more subtle accounting that we see in big PLCs, financial statements. And then you can take one of the following two: audit and governance risk management, which I teach on, or management accounting, financial management and organisational control, which is a step up from the managerial accounting of the second year. And then you can either do corporate finance, investments and financial markets if you're keen more on the sort of regulatory and descriptive elements of financial markets, or you can do quantitative finance if you really want to go into, say, derivatives trading, if you have got a very, very strong background in maths and you've taken all the prerequisite maths courses, and then another option of your choice. So teaching. So our core undergraduate lectures are taught by full-time faculty, and I think that's a really important point, because it means that people are committed to the long term. They're not just trying to get one lecture out of the way. This is their reputation hangs by the quality of teaching they deliver, and that makes a big difference. And each faculty member has a particular area of expertise. So I'm interested in financial reporting regulation and performance measurement. That's my bag, and I love teaching it. There are others who do managerial accounting, risk management. And so, for example, someone who teaches risk management has recently gone to a number of airlines, in fact, to look at the risk management systems that they have in place and how they operate. I mean, that's, you can see the relevance of that to everyday life. And this person is doing some research comparing that to the way financial regulators operate and seeing what they can learn from each other. So I thought I'd introduce you to the faculty briefly. So this is Dr. Yasmin Shahed. She runs the first year Elements of Accounting and Finance course, and she has completely transformed this course over the time she's been here. She has all sorts of wonderful schemes and workshops and so on for getting all the students really engaged. We have feedback sessions, we have group discussions, and so it's really a good scheme. We have Tommaso Pugliamo, who is interested in risk management. We have Rita Samiolo, who did her PhD some time ago on how to put together a business plan for the project to stop Venice sinking. We have Martin Giraudot, whose interests lie in the area of the business plan and how business plans change according to fashion and fad and so on. And then we have Vasiliki Avanascu, who looks at earnings management. That's when companies aim to try and misrepresent some of the underlying aspects of what they're doing. Lisa Kurunmakis is our expert on public sector accounting. And so all the big changes you've seen recently in the NHS, she's your woman for that. It's me. And so as I've said, my area is financial reporting regulation, fair value accounting, which was argued to be involved in exacerbating the financial crisis. And I also look at social enterprises and the way in which social investors are starting to take an interest. Wim van der Stedt is the head of department. He's very experienced. He teaches on one of the third year courses and looks at executive compensation, among other things, which is, of course, of great interest to a lot of people. Matt Hall is interested in charities and in the kinds of ways in which charities think, how people in charities think, and what is possible for them to do in terms of representing their activities in terms of pounds and dollars and so on. And finally, we have Stefano Cassino, who does hardcore econometric analysis and quantitative analysis and teaches on one of the third year financial reporting courses. So we're a friendly bunch and we really are here to help. But if you don't believe me, here is something that's on our website. So one of our students, Samantha Bainbridge, has waxed lyrical about her experience here. Being surrounded by students of such intelligence and passion to learn is both motivating and inspiring. I am proud to be part of such a prestigious university. The expertise of the lecturers is second to none, and the support from the department is very encouraging. Furthermore, the application of the theory involved is thought-provoking and current. And I think that that's one of our strengths, that we really focus on theory, but we're really interested in taking it one step further and applying it in a way that will be useful to you. So applying to LSE for BSc Accounting and Finance. So the standard offer is 3 A's. You don't have to have maths or economics, but you will need a good GCSE maths if you don't have maths A-level, and we do prefer maths A-level. The tough bit of news to deliver is that we had, in 2013, we had 1,727 applications, and there were 134 people who started. So it's tough, but if you get in, it's a wonderful place. We like traditional subjects, ideally, so we want a minimum of 2 out of 3 traditional subjects. And what do I mean by traditional subjects? Well, I'm going to define traditional by saying what I think non-traditional is. So by non-traditional, you might be surprised to see that we've got accounting there. What we're looking for is people who are going to be strong analytically, people who can cope with the maths, who can cope with writing essays and developing cogent arguments. And so what we want to see is evidence of those skills in place. So by all means, some of our best students will have one of these, but we do want to see 2 standard traditional A-levels. If you're doing the International Baccalaureate, then different rules apply, and I suggest that you look online to see what is required. So the personal statement. Now, I'm sure that there are many people on campus today who are going to be able to give you advice about this, but I can tell you what in our department, what we want. We want something that is original and well-written. We want to know that you can write and that you can put together something which has some coherency to it and is easy to read and to understand. But we don't just want you to say, I want to come to LSE to read a BSc in Accounting and Finance because I want to make lots of money. Or I want to make sure I'm not unemployed for one day in my life. Because it may be that that's something you get out of this course, but that's a sort of side benefit. The real benefit of this course is that it's interesting and it's an academically excellent course. So what we want to see is your enthusiasm and academic motivation for the course. We want to see why it is that you're interested in studying elements of accounting, financial reporting, performance measurement, whatever it is. And you don't need to know very much about this, but you know, there are ways of suggesting that what you have studied has made you curious about how these things may be applied in the real world. So there may be particular areas of the course that are of interest to you, and you can certainly look online, have a look at the course guides and see what these might be. You might think about how it relates to what you're studying now. If you're studying history and you've read something about the Industrial Revolution, maybe you've got interested in business. Maybe you're trying to understand, you know, was there a new spirit of innovation that led to this great change in GDP per capita? Extracurricular activities. We'd love to know about what you've managed to achieve while getting your good, your excellent academic results at school. But extracurricular doesn't mean that you love to go clubbing, you have loads of mates, go to the pub all the time. That's not what we're interested in at all. What we want to know is, what have you managed to combine with your studies that shows how much you've been able to organise yourself and how motivated you are to do well in different aspects of your life? Because we don't just want people who sit and work all the time here. We want people who can contribute to the community. Relevant work experience is great, but not necessary. And then personal characteristics and skills that you have. So careers. People are often very interested in what do our students go on to do. So we have, if you look at the careers website, you can get all the data. Our students go to a variety of jobs, and some into postgraduate study as well. A lot go into financial services firms, not surprisingly, and into accounting and assurance firms. We also have students who go to consulting firms and strategy consulting firms, and then also manufacturing and service firms. So there's a great variety. Increasingly, there are people who are interested in doing a couple of years at a social enterprise. They become interested in social entrepreneurship. And then finally, we have people who go into policy and government. But there is a variety, and I think that that is really healthy. So accountancy, if you're thinking of doing accountancy, I qualified as a chartered accountant, and I didn't do a BSc accounting and finance. So you don't need to do that. So a good degree is what's needed to go into to do a professional qualification in accounting. But if you do a relevant degree, you may get exemptions. These change on a year-to-year basis, so I'm not going to tell you what you're likely to get an exemption from, but maybe accounting, maybe economics, maybe statistics. But an approved relevant degree, such as the BSc Accounting and Finance here at LSE, is great because it will help you decide whether accounting is for you or not. And there are some people who start off, and after they've done the first year, they say, do you know what, I want to minimise the amount of accounting I do, and I'm really interested in finance, or I'm really interested in sociology, or whatever it is. And they will just choose course options that reflect their interest. And that's absolutely fine. But it's a good learning experience in that case. So one of the advantages we have is that we are in London, and we have a great reputation. So we have all the big banks, all the investment banks, and consulting firms come to us, and they host cocktail parties, and people can go and do a bit of meeting and greeting and develop a network. So that's rather nice, because you are not having to work too hard to find out who's recruiting and when. Everyone comes to your doorstep. And what we have found that employers really like about our course is that it's not just vocational training, but it is really a very rigorous analytical programme. We've also got an excellent career service here at LSE, and they are represented here on campus today. And I think in your booklet, you'll know where. You'll be able to find out where. So what can you expect? So I've talked in generalities, but this is actually one of my academic advisees. So I used to meet with Daniel quite regularly and write references for him. I also taught him in his second year. Very nice chap. He's now an analyst in the investment banking division of Morgan Stanley. And you can look him up on LSE Careers, and let's see, what does he have to say? He said, my BSc in accounting and finance has proven to be a strong competitive advantage in my current role as IBD analyst. The tough LSE exams taught me to manage my time carefully and prioritise accordingly, which is vital in this business. His advice on choosing a career, he said, LSE is a diverse place with plenty of doors to open and career opportunities to explore. Career societies play a vital role in that process. Sign up for investment. So as I was saying earlier, there are many different societies, and they're just a great way of dipping your toe into a particular world and finding out if you're comfortable with those sort of people. And they'll often have industry leaders coming in to give talks. So Daniel says, my choice of industry was based on my numerous interactions with business representatives, recruiters, recent graduates and peers at the various recruitment fairs, lecture series and coffee drop-ins held on campus. So there we see it. And what did Daniel think was important? Well, he thinks that academic excellence is important, particularly because it helps you gain access to new opportunities. And that is certainly the case, that this is respected as being an academically challenging course. And I think that this is very interesting. Tacit skills are just as important. Getting involved with one of the LSE student union societies and taking on some responsibility is a great way to hone these skills. And that's certainly true, that many students do get involved They take up positions of responsibility and they learn how to manage a budget. They learn how to manage people, how to try and deal with crisis situations in organising big presentations or organising student conferences. And it's a great experience. So if you want to get into investment banking, competition is strong. However, the LSE is the best place to gain the skills needed. So I think that that says it all. So just to wrap up, so what we teach here is social science, and we have a great focus on academic rigour, but what we teach is applicable to the real world in a way that some courses are not. It's, the teaching is research-led and high quality, and what we teach are skills and knowledge, not just for work but for life. So we do, you are required to do quantitative, qualitative work, presentations and group work, and all of this we mentor you through. We have essay writing workshops, we have extra help for people who struggle with the quantitative work, we lay on all sorts of additional support. But the most important thing, I think, the thing that really makes this place special and makes this particular degree special is the peer group that you meet here. There are opportunities for friendships and for international networks. And I think that that is probably the best thing that you take away from here, is your friendships and the lifelong support of a network. And that's something that you should consider. So, thank you for your attention. Good luck. I'm very happy to take questions for a couple of minutes, 5 minutes. And I'm just going to put on here some information. So I think you've got it on your handouts, but I will just leave this up here.